Mishnah says in Daf and Chasam Adal, the beginning of the 8th Perek, Aisha Shanafla Nechasim Achal Tisaris, if Aisha had Nechasim that she got Birusha before Erison, Maida Misham Misel, Shemachas Nesenes V'Kayim. So now that she's Tisarsa, both Misham and Misel are Maida, that if she sells them, the Mechira is Kayim. But if Nafla Mishin Nisarsa, if she got these Nechasim after Erison, Misham Yarmim Timkar, Uveisil Yarmim Loi Timkar, so then you have a machlokes of Bisham Vesel if you could sell them or not. But Eilu Veilu Maidim, everyone agrees, she machem nas nekayim. Everyone is masking the B'diyah, but if she sold it, it would be kayim and mechir is kayim. The Mishnah says that Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Amar Chacham lefner Megam Liel, the Chachamim tainu to Megam Liel, hayo v'zach b'isha, yiskeh b'nechasim. They tainu that if he's zeicha b'isha, when she's in Arusa, she should be zeicha b'nechasim as well. So why is the din that the mechir is kayim? Why do we say that the mechira is kaim? L'chaim, we should say it's not. He's zeicha b'isha, should be zeicha in the nechasim. So shan the gemara what exactly his kasha was, but to some degree we're saying that the her mechira shouldn't work because he's zeicha in his isha when she's in arusa. So he responded. They said back to him, alachad amr lahem alachadashim anu baishim. We're embarrassed about the chadashim. Elash et megagim leinu say yishanim, and you want to make it even worse, even on yishanim. So what does the Mishnah mean? Rashi says alachadashim shenafla mishinisays anu baishim. We are embarrassed even on the takana that if nechasim and neifel mishin nises and they're sold, that zok Rashi anu baishem al rochu cham leimer machem nasan abal mitzvah lekuchas kedatan lekam misnisin. We don't even understand why the chachamim said that if she sold the karka after nisuin that the baal could be mitzvah lekuchas. Now you want to extend that even before nisuin to erisin? That's already going too far, and therefore you can't be mitzvah lekuchas if she sold it during erisin. So the kasha is, Roshanim are bothered, what is the solution of the Mishnah, ala chadashim anu baishim? Sounds like the Chachamim didn't understand what's the pshat that the Chazal are misakin, that if the Isha sold the karka after Nisun, that the Baal is mezim out of the kucha, so we're baishim, we're embarrassed, we don't really understand why they did that. Now the pele is, why are they baishim? That makes perfect sense. We know that there's a Tekanas Chazal that the Baal is eichel peris. If Isha brings karka into the marriage, the Baal is eichel peris, he has a kinyan in the karka for peris, what we refer to as a kinyan peris. So he owns the karka for peris. That was the Tekanas Chazal. If he owns the karka for peris, that means he has a shtikl kinyan in the karka, and the din is that the Isha can't sell it. That being that he has a shtikl kinyan in the karka, kinyan peris, the Isha can't sell it, and it makes a lot of sense why macha v'nasna ha'baal meitzim yara l'kucha. So what is the solution that ala rishenim anu baishim? Why are we embarrassed? Why is it shver? It makes perfect sense if the Baal has a kin in Paris that he should be able to be mitzvah out of lakuchas. That's the kasha of the Rishonim. Rav Shlomo Hyman in his Chidushim on page Kuf Mem Ches is Gvaldik Ateretz al Pi Yisai Nifla from the Ar Samech. The Ar Samech in Hilchos Tzarech has a famous Yisai in the din of the Schus Achilas Paris of the Baal, something that comes up a lot in this parak. And Ar Samech says like this. He says, this that Chazar Masakin, that if the Isha brings in a karka, the Baal is Eichel Paris, it's not like we think that the Pshat is that they gave the Baal a kinyan guf in the karka of Paris, what's referred to as a kinyan Paris. He doesn't own the karka of the Paris. He doesn't own the karka at all. It's a schus ba'ama. It's a schus that every time the Isha brings in a karka, Chacham said, any Paris that grow from this karka, when the pre grows, we're now going to be magnet to the Baal. So it's a constant haknah in the Paris that grow, but it's not that he owns anything in the karka per se. He doesn't even have a kinyan in the karka for the Paris. He just gets the Paris as they come l'aylam. So that's the Samech Savan and the din that the Baal Zeichel Paris. The mission is beautiful. They really make her hadin, even though they gave the Paris to the Baal, Mishas Nisuin, but if Isha sold the karka, the din should not be that the Baal's Meitzim Yara Lakuchais, because he never owned the karka to begin with. He had no kin in the karka. It was her karka. She could sell it. Now that it's sold, why should he get Paris? He gets the Paris of a karka that she owns. She doesn't own it anymore. He shouldn't get the Paris. She had a right to sell it because he never had a kin in guf or kin in Paris in the karka. So that's the pshat. Why we say, we don't really understand why they're in misakin that the Baal is Meitzim Yara Lakuchas. If they're in misakin that the Baal is Meitzim Yara Lakuchas when Nisuin, that's a bezunda takana. That's a new takana. They're misakin that not only does the Baal get Paris, but if the Isha sold it, he could be Meitzim the Kachim Yara Lakuchas. It's not something that's misnabber, shouldn't follow. It's a special takana that they did to weaken the Kayach of the Isha and be Miyap of the Kayach of the Baal. And on that, Zaktatana, Alachadashim Anu Baishim. We don't understand that. We're embarrassed about that takana. You want to now extend it to Erison. That's going even a step further. So, upon him, that's Luchar, it's Mavur from the Mishnah, Zakhtab Shalim, that the din of the Achilas Paris of the Baal is not the regular din of Kin and Paris in the Karka, but it's a new Hakna that the Chacham did, the Machna and the Paris stem, and that would be the Hezber in why we say, Allah Chadashim Anu Baishim.